Now, use as directed.
We're here. Hello. It's the weekend program, the Good Day Weekend program, starting off with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert, and he's available right now at 888-553-7536. What's your medical story? What's happened to your heart? What's happened to your body? It's Valentine's Day weekend. Maybe we should specialize in heart stories, good heart stories, as well as the ones that may move you into taking care of yourself a little bit better. Dr. Ken is a well-known cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, has a wonderful clinic in Central Florida, which you can access by calling 800-LAKE-CARDIO. And even though he's a doctor or a professor, in a sense, the system has no mercy. Because Ken's wife, I said it because she turned out well, I'm chuckling about it, although it's something that should make us mad as hell, and we ought not to take it anymore, Ken. The story of your wife, her operation, and the bill, if you will.
Doug, Julie, my wife, had her gallbladder out unexpectedly about 2 weeks ago, and she got wonderful care. The hospital was wonderful. I'm not going to mention the name of the hospital. The doctors took great care of her. She had to see a GI specialist initially, then the GI specialist, the gastroenterologist, sent her for two tests, an ultrasound of her liver, and a nuclear medicine scan called a HIDA scan of the gallbladder area. And then she had to get her usual preoperative lab and chest x-ray. And then she was literally in the hospital for less than 10 hours. We got there at 6 a.m. She was operated on and remarkably got her gallbladder out without any complications. And they helped us into our car at about 4:05 in the afternoon. So we got out of the hospital in less than 10 hours. And again, I must stress, she got great care. The facilities were new, modern, and clean. The staff was well-trained. She had plenty of care. The service was outstanding. And we were very satisfied. She's done very well. She went back to work about a week later, and she's feeling well. It was a very good experience. The doctor who operated on her was excellent. He did a great job, and technically he was outstanding. Personally,
you were in the studio. You were in the theater of operation when the operation was going on, right?
I watched a little bit of it, and he was very nice about showing pictures of it and talking to both of us about it. So we got just the hospital bill on Friday. And remember, we're going to get a bill from the GI doctor who saw her before she went in there, from the surgeon who operated on her before, during, and after her hospitalization, the anesthesiologist who worked on her will probably get a bill from the pathologist, and also from a radiologist, I'm sure, here and there will get some bills. But from the bill that we got just from the hospital, and remember, she didn't make it more than 10 hours in the hospital, was, and I'll round off the numbers to the nearest thousands to make it easy for everybody to see them. It was $20,000.
One day or less than 8 hours in the hospital.
Less than 10 hours.
Less than 10 hours.
We got a bill for $20,000. Now, fortunately, we have insurance. So, and your insurer, if you have good insurance, will negotiate with the hospital to get you predetermined rates so that you don't pay the full rate that the hospital charges for everything. So we were able to immediately get an adjustment of $7,500 because if you have insurance, you have pre-negotiated rates with doctors and the hospital. So that immediately took $7,500 off of it. And the insurance paid about $8,000 and, since I have a fairly large deductible, I'm going to have to come up with $4,500.
All right. So what's the lesson here? You're a professional. you understand how the system works. The insurance companies have it rigged. We have this national health care. In fact, in Massachusetts, we have what's the precursor to it. Mitt Romney wants everybody to think he's the godfather of compulsory care because it went into effect when he was the governor of Massachusetts. But choice aside, what is there that we need to know about the practices? And I would guess that maybe the same question could be asked about what goes on in your clinic or other clinics. How are patients treated differently, if at all, under the way you have set things up versus what other doctors may do? Because we all know I've had this experience. I have, the same as you, a high-deductible Blue Cross Blue Shield policy. And I always, when I go in to have any work done, tests or otherwise, I show the card, they get the number, oh, yeah, okay, and they run it through the system, so they'll send me a bill afterwards. But what it says, the bill is, let's say, $1,000. And then after they credit the fact that you're a member of Blue Cross Blue Shield, you get a bill for $700. So why isn't the bill the same is what everybody asks. If I'm going to pay cash, you're going to penalize me? That's really what they're telling you, right?
Well, I'll tell you, in our office, we tend not to charge people if they have a insurance. We charge, you know, what the predetermined negotiated rate is, so it doesn't drive everybody crazy. But
right.
But everybody who provides health care, doctors, hospitals, there is not one rate schedule for everybody.
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting?
Because there are negotiations that go on, and that's what you need to know. And I don't know if that's so bad, because I think there should be more competition. There should be more negotiating going on. And you should be able to sign up with a company that's the best at getting the rates down and negotiating the fees down.
Yeah. How would you know that, though, before when you sign up or when you're going into it? How do you find out those sorts of things from, let's say, Kaiser Permanente plan versus whatever other plans that may be around?
Well, are you talking about from the patient perspective?
Yeah.
Well,
right, yes.
What you really are not so much concerned about is what they're paying the hospital, because what you're concerned about is what they're charging you as a customer.
Right.
And that is what ultimately, obviously, if the insurer can negotiate lower rates with the hospital, they're going to pass on the savings to us, the consumer, the patient. So what ideally how this system would work is if we could buy like we do other insurances across state lines. And, for example, in Florida, there are probably three main insurers that I can buy from and compare and shop from, and that's not enough. We need to be able to shop from 50. And if you could buy insurance across state lines from anywhere in the country like you can many other insurers, the price would go down because there would be so much more competition.
So one wonders why that's not the fact, not the case.
Absolutely.
Out loud we were. That is the story.
Because let me tell you why. Because the goal of the current administration is to make the whole insurance system fail, so everybody throws their hands up and says, please take over. And they only want one insurer, one payer, the government.
Great. All right. Well, that's not my cup of tea, nor is it yours, nor is it most of the people who are listening one way or the other. What's your story? Being in the hospital, getting the bill, the shock, the awe, the wonder, or maybe you got a bill that you thought, hey, that's fair. If you've been in the hospital or you've had doctor bills that you thought were outrageous, it might be interesting for people to share those stories with us.
I would like to hear that, and I'd like to hear from a hospital administrator if one is listening.
Yeah, right.
And hear the other side. That's what I would really like to hear.
Both sides now at 888-553-7536, plus your calls, as usual, here for 2 hours every weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert of the Good Day program, is available to take your calls at 888-55-DRKEN and get to the root of your problems. What are you dealing with? You have a heart problem. You have something wrong with your skeletal system. You have an ache or a pain here or there. You've been to see the doctor. You didn't like what he or she said to you, or you're not sure. You're confused. Why not get the expert's opinion, Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken recommends Medifast. Medifast is the way that more and more doctors around the country, like Ken, are recommending to their patients that they follow this path, follow the directions, and lose the weight. You'll lose up to 20 pounds the first month you're on this stuff. Many people on my staff, I have four or five people that are on the Good Day program, associated with the program, either on the air or in the production end, who are on MetaFast. They have, I don't know, they're on MetaFast. They're on the MetaFast diet because it's put together by doctors. That's why you've decided to opt in, Ken, yes?
Exactly. You want to stay out of the hospital because that's the – you asked me what's the lesson, how do you avoid these bills. The best way
stay
is prevention and live
right.
a healthy life
right.
so you can lower your risk of having these problems. And the number one thing you need to do is get down to ideal body weight. It's the biggest question I get at the beginning of the year after everybody's festivities with the holidays. And I have been looking around for so long for a way to lose weight for my patients, a lifestyle, a way they can live for the rest of their life, not yo-yo, go up and down with their weights, which is even more dicey, more risky to your health than being obese forever. I love this program. You can live with it. You can go out with your friends. You will eat foods you love, and you'll stay healthy on Lose Weight on MetaFast.
Stay healthy, lose weight. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, as thousands, tens of thousands of other doctors have done once they have studied this. So here's how you save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com, or you can call toll-free 800-506-4115. Use the code DRKEN, Dr. Ken, to save $50 either when you log on MetaFastKen.com or you call 800-506-4115. The process is the same. Don't forget, the code is Dr. Ken, 800-506-4115 or MetaFastKen.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
A recent nationally representative study of sex and sexual health behaviors provides a much-needed snapshot of contemporary American sexual behaviors in time for Valentine's Day. Love expert, psychologist, and best-selling author of Sealing the Deal, Dr. Diana Kirshner, has more on the survey conducted by the Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University.
The survey found a pleasure gap between men and women. About 85% of men said their female partner had an orgasm during their most recent sexual event, but only 64% of women said they actually had. It also found that women respond best to a variety of stimulants, including pleasure products like vibrators. What's more, a second study from the Center for Sexual Health Promotion on vibrator usage found that 90% of women who have used one agree that it can enhance her sexual relationship with her partner, and 80% of women who have used one have used it with their partner. So help close the pleasure gap this Valentine's Day.
For more information, visit www.trojanvibrations.com.
Dr. Ken and Doug, waiting for your calls. You do have lines open. The Good Day Health promise, if you wait, they'll be all tied up. I can't tell you how many listeners, callers we leave on hold. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. 1-888-55, DRKN. 1-888-553-7536.
D
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Listening around the country on a lot of great radio stations. Hundreds of stations carry this program every weekend. Now they have more radio stations carrying this medical program now than any other show in the country. So that's a cool thing. You can join us at 888-553-7536. We're, in essence, talking about hospital horror stories along the lines of Ken's experience. He's a doctor, he's a professional, and he still got charged up the wazunga. What's your story? 800-888-553-7536. Jelly is in Jackson. There's a good one. Jelly in Jackson joining. Let's see. Can I get another alliterative word in there? Jelly in Jackson joins just for fun. All right, Jelly, go ahead. Tell us your story.
Well, it's actually Joey Doug, but that's okay.
What is it called? What is
Joe.
It? Joe. Why did we call you Jelly then? I thought that's your name.
Not a problem.
Go ahead.
Not a problem. Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Joe.
I've talked with you probably about a year ago and appreciate your advice because you told me to seek a different urologist. I was having blood in the urine, and I did seek a different urologist and found out about the 1st of August that I had a kidney stone about the size of a quarter.
Welcome back. I remember the call, and I'm glad you followed the advice.
The urologist walked in the room, congratulated me, told me it was one of the biggest kidney stones he'd ever seen. But to make a long story short, I think I pronounced the word right. The procedure was lithotripsy.
Yes.
Is that correct? So put me in an outpatient basis, did the lithotripsy, probably in the hospital about 4 hours. Got to go home. He didn't stent me, Dr. Ken, but didn't think it was necessary. And less than 24 hours later, I blocked up. I had to go back. He put me back in the hospital. Not sure what the procedure he performed, but he did stent me. And again, about 4 hours, sent me home, and the rest is history. Got the hospital bills, started rolling in, and total hospital bills. This is not including neurologists, same anesthesiologist, none of that.
Just the hospital.
Just the hospital was $21,000.
Yeah.
$21,000.
Do you have insurance?
I've got good insurance.
And did they adjust some of it off?
the hospital settled for $11,000.
Huh.
I was out of pocket $400 for the hospital.
Did you personally negotiate that, or did they automatically adjust that off?
They automatically adjusted that off.
So that means this is like buying a car that's inflated, and you know they're gonna go a round or two with the car salesman, so they put the price up, or anything else that's inflated, and they know you're going to negotiate it down. So the real price isn't $21,000. The real price was $11,000, and in that is their profit. And how much profit do these hospitals make, Ken? How much? What is there? 30%, 40%? What's the?
It depends on the hospital. And the person who does not have insurance is going to have that bill.
The $21,000.
Exactly.
Bill. Yeah. Right. Now, what are the chances of them getting paid under the circumstances? You have a good chance. You just declare yourself an illegal and you'll be fine. You don't have to pay anything.
Well, that is what the hospitals will say. There's a lot of those people don't pay those bills. So the rest of us, there's all this cost shifting. A lot of it comes to the rest of us who pay our bill.
Yeah. All right. There's the story. Joey, thanks for telling it, and good luck to you. Imagine.
Glad you feel better, Joe.
By the way, did you keep the kidney stone?
Well, actually, they busted it up, Doug, with the lithotripsy.
Oh, they didn't get it out of you.
It came out in pieces. Stones like a grain of sand is how it finally passed.
And even if you had a grain of sand.
One other thing that I just want to mention. The second day in, of course, I was in terrible pain, worst pain I'd ever been in my life. And I was given two shots during that four-hour period, basically just to knock me out, I guess. And the bills for those two shots was $800.
Yeah, good. They had big, strong new needles. All right, sir. Good luck. Thanks. Anytime you have a kidney stone or any of those gallstones, even though they are about the size of a piece of sand, Ken, that can be excruciating stuff.
If there's a hospital administrator listening, I'd like to know why you send the bills out without the adjustments. Why don't you just send them out at the actual rate that's been predetermined and not have to put that big adjustment in there so people don't think you're charging huge amounts? I'd like to hear it from the other side.
People don't think they're getting screwed, which is, of course, what's happening. 888-553-7536. There's a lot of reasons to be cynical about the system. The other side of it is that there are a lot of good physicians around and good facilities that give you good care. We want to hear all those stories, plus your problems. How can we help you out here at 29 after this? Good day weekend, good day health.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the Incredible Edible Egg.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
15%.
Welcome to the weekend.
The weekend is upon us and you're welcome to have access to Dr. Ken Kronhaus through 888-553-7536. Coming up, the important news, the good news, the big news. It's Heart Month. Ken is a cardiologist, so I'm guessing there's not celebrating going on in your office, but how do you acknowledge or how do you, is there anything different? Is this just one of those media things? Okay, February, because Valentine's Day is in the month of February, becomes Heart Healthy Month. I guess kind of an arbitrary thing. We ought to have every month, every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second devoted to being heart healthy, right?
It's an effort by the American Heart Association just to bring awareness to the American public that the number one risk to good health is heart disease. The number one killer of both men and women is heart disease. And many, many women, more women will die of heart disease than breast cancer. One in three American women will die of heart disease. Probably about one in 30 will die of breast cancer. Their risk is just overwhelmingly more a problem of the heart. And that's something that the American Heart Association is trying to bring awareness to. Not that breast cancer is not important, but they must not also forget about their heart.
How does a consumer know really how to eat in a heart-healthy way? There are a lot of companies, a lot of products that promote themselves as being heart-healthy. We talk a lot about Smart Balance here, even though they aren't advertisers. But you do see, at this time of year especially, promotion for various foods that reduce sodium, don't have unhealthy fat in them, too much cholesterol, more omega-3s and whole grains and yada, yada, yada. So how do we know whether that's what the right combination is of ingredients and things that we ought to be putting into our body?
You need to be educated. You need to ask your doctor, speak to a dietitian, a nurse. Any one of us could easily explain it in 30 seconds. It's just eating a lot of fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy products, the whole grains, beans, seeds, and nuts, some fish, chicken, low-fat meats, and that kind of diet would do it pretty well.
American Heart Association's website is AmericanHeart.org, right? That's a good place for people to
Absolutely.
Go for info.
There's so yeah. much information about diet, and the American Heart Association sells easy-to-read books about your diet at drkenshow.com. You can see some of them, easily understand how to eat. And MetaFast is a very healthy way not only to eat but to lose weight.
MetaFastKen.com. Don't forget that. Okay, let's get to Mike, who's called us from Utica, New York. You're on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken. Mike, please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Okay, you can hear me okay?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. I had frostbite. It was 24th of January. It was 20 below. It wasn't wind chill. It was 20 below. And I went to the emergency room, and actually I drove to the emergency room on a flat tire because I went to work that night just being dedicated. Anyway, I had a follow-up clinic care, and I went to the clinic, and I spoke to the HR department, and they contacted the HR department from the job. They got together, and things started getting switched. To this day, I still don't have a comp number or a carrier number. Now, what happened was I was in the HR department at the clinic, and she pulled out a piece of paper saying the doctor was a resident doctor, that he had a lot of misinformation on it. So I circled it, and I timed it, and I put the date on it, had her initial it. And then I had some other problems with the follow-up clinic where I was given 6 weeks off, and then it went to 2 weeks. And then after the two HR departments talked together, it went from if you don't come to work the next day, you will be terminated. I was at the clinic also, and this HR lady did not know I was on the phone with the personnel at the clinic. And she says, oh, you threatened me? You threatened me? So I looked over, and I said, she just said I threatened her. You're sitting right here. I'm on the phone. I had her circle this paper. I had her initial this paper, the time and date. I did not threaten anybody.
All right. We're getting off. Hold on a second. We're sort of getting off course.
All right.
Let's see if we understand. You had frostbite, and you went to the hospital or you went to a clinic to get treated, and they took care of it.
No, yes, and they're trying to deny comp the whole thing. So too late to try. They tried to deny it, which didn't work. Trying to say it was threatful, and then trying to call security at the end of three clinic visits just to try to get me out the building. And I have the information where the information is wrong by a resident doctor, and then a second doctor looked in on it who never even seen
me. What did they find wrong with you? You got frostbite, so what happened with that? What did they do to you?
I'm still waiting. Now I have to go to another clinic to get a thorough second opinion. The clinic I went to, the two HR departments got together, so they could
HR deny. Means human resources.
Yes. So
why would they get together? Why would they do that?
First and foremost, to deny any comp. Second, to misdiagnose. So I
well, were you on the job when the frostbite took place? What do you do for a living?
I was working at the job. Yes.
Yeah. And they don't. Anybody else get frostbite at the job when you did?
I'm in a lot of trouble for this phone call right now, but it was a built up. That went to that. That job was created. It was in the snow. It was in the winter. It was in the pouring, freezing, and I had no other choice.
Yeah, but were there other people working with you? Anybody else have the same problem?
I'm a mechanic. I'm a mechanics officer. You hear me?
Yeah.
And I was sorting out some other stuff. I was recycling stuff that whatever was not supposed to be out there, and I was given that job.
So who's the insurance company?
I'm going to go back there and find out the insurance number and the carrier. Right when I wanted to get that information.
So you have coverage through your company? Your company pays for your health insurance?
I had my own insurance off to the side. When I wanted to get that last piece of information, that's when they called security so they could flip
it. So you're an independent contractor?
No, I work for the company. I had my own, like,
So you have your own insurance that you pay for. The company's not involved at all?
It's like a Medicaid-type insurance. I don't make much money.
Ken, are you as confused as I am about this? I don't understand. If you have your own insurance, why the human resources person
was involved? What are you trying to accomplish right now? What's your number one goal right now?
From the 24th until now, I barely received any pay for when I was out. I was supposed to be out for 6 weeks.
So you're in simply stated you're trying to get disability short-term right now?
Or at least a follow-up to find out what's going on with my condition. But
all right,
the comp papers, why didn't
have you seen the workers' comp doctor?
I filled out all the paperwork. I did not see that specific comp doctor yet.
All right. Well, what you need to do is make an appointment with the workers' comp doctor and get yourself assessed and see if you can politely come to some agreement.
888-553-7536. Matt's in Grand Rapids. Go ahead, Matt. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Matt.
Mine is one of those billing stories, I guess.
Share the festivities with us.
Yes, my son, when he was 18 months old, basically got a compound fracture of the wrist, right? And when we brought him in, you know, it had been a couple of days, and he was kind of favoring it, and we weren't sure what happened to him or whatever, and then brought him into just a physician, you know, our regular family doctor, and they looked at it and said, well, we don't do x-rays, but we think he needs x-rays, you know. Blah, blah, blah. So take him to ER or the med center or whatever to get a film. So we went to Boston, which were close to the hospital. So my wife just took him to the hospital and took an x-ray, and they said, yep, compound fracture of the wrist. It was just a slight compound fracture. Right? You rarely see it in the film. And, you know, they put, like, an ACE bandage wrap with a splint, and then they referred my wife to an orthopedic surgeon, right? And so that, you know, needs to go to an orthopedic surgeon and have it looked at. So then the next day, you know, she goes to an orthopedic surgeon to have them look at it. And they take another film of it. And then the doctor basically consults her, never looks at the arm, just looks at the film and says, come back in 6 weeks.
Matt, by the way, a compound fracture is when the bone is actually sticking through the skin. Did you see this?
Oh, then maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Okay. This doesn't add up. So where are we going with all this?
Not a compound fracture.
Okay.
But it was just a slight, I don't know what they call it then. It's a slight fracture of the wrist. Right.
Okay. So what's your question for Ken?
Where are we going?
So basically, it was one of those billing things where they had, the orthopedic surgeon had charged us like $867, right?
To look at the film.
To take a film and to look at it.
Yeah, but what was the, I'm sure that was adjusted off. What was the actual that you had
a
check for?
That was it.
That was the amount that I
actually wrote a check for.
There was no adjustment off of that?
There may have been, but that was what I ended up writing a check for.
And, well, what you need to find out is if it was adjusted and if you're due some money back. And
no, I think at the time, because I had...
Do you have insurance?
At the time, I had, you know, I have like a high deductible plan.
Uh-huh.
They clear it through you get an OEM or whatever.
Okay, so at the time you had a high deductible insurance and the orthopedic surgeon gave you a bill, there was no adjustment and they wanted the full amount?
No, it was already adjusted.
And it was adjusted down to $800?
Yeah.
And how long did you spend with the orthopedic surgeon?
Oh, 5 minutes.
He didn't examine your son?
No, he came in with the film and never even took it out of the ACE bandage.
And didn't do any treatment, didn't set it, adjust it.
It was a consult,
splint it.
Basically.
And
if
it was just a consultation, then some billing error was made because you don't get paid $800 for a consultation.
Well,
I would look at that bill and find out how.
This is the conversation that I had with the billing agent.
Okay, let me help you for a second. Find out what codes were billed. And if the work wasn't done, you have a good argument there. If he just did a consultation, then he should have just billed a consultation, and you know that may cost you around $200.
He took the X-rays though.
No, the radiologist.
Oh, the radiologist. Yeah. All right. So that's the thing. If you don't look at it, and if you don't know what you're, you know, that's what happens a lot of times. People say, "Well, I don't understand what that is or that is," and they'll give you some schwerba. Meanwhile, they're gouging the hell out of you. That's one of the problems with the – we've all heard the stories about $3 Kleenex and and the other, you know, $4 a glass of tea. All
Matt,
of these things are part of
Matt,
the problem.
You need an itemized bill. It's very simple. Simplify this. Make this easier. Don't get frustrated. Just get an itemized bill and see if what was billed, the work was done. And if the work that was billed was not done, you know, the doctor's going to have a hard time, and the doctors don't want a hard time. Trust me.
All right, Matt. Good luck. 888-553-7536. You can hear the frustration in some of these people. The lack of knowledge.
They really make it so complicated. It's very complicated.
One of the medical breakthroughs of the week is this genetic mapping of prostate cancer and how we're learning more about prostate cancer. What's the story behind that, Ken?
Very exciting. There's a big genome study going on right now to map the gene. And just when we thought we were going to hear that, don't get your hopes up too much, a publication occurred this week in Nature that actually reports cracking the genetic map of prostate cancer. And this is very important because cancer is caused by abnormalities of the genes. The DNA mutates or changes, and now this is well understood. And this is going to lead to novel treatments for prostate cancer, a very deadly cancer in some people.
Age-related prostate conditions can become a big issue that can greatly affect your life, the quality of your life. Pretty frustrating to be able to get unable to get through the golf game or trip to the store, but you know, maybe through the night you can't make it through the night. You can't make it through any of these situations without having to go to the bathroom. And that's a problem caused, for the most part, by not having a properly functioning prostate. If you have prostate concerns, may I suggest you call 800-607-7078 and get on to the Super Beta Prostate Plan. 800-607-7078. Feed your prostate with all kinds of great things. The combination of these things is much more powerful than anything you can take on your own. And that's why it was designed this way, to be better than anything else. Get your checkup. Start taking beta prostate. Support your healthy urine flow. All of the things that are necessary. And this has been studied by any number of houses, if you will, any number of hospitals, any number of you have seen things that have been written up on this stuff, Ken. And they all point to one thing, feeding your prostate the right way.
Another problem with the prostate besides cancer is when it enlarges, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy. This is a huge nuisance. It'll interfere with your normal urine flow and with your normal sexual function. Guys beginning at age 40, you need to be concerned about it. Women, you have a guy in your life, make sure they're feeding it properly. The beta cytosterols, the pure ones, this has been published in the medical journal Lancet. They're safe. They're effective for this. My favorite way of getting it is from Super Beta Prostate.
As a new customer, you can get your free bottle of Beta Prostate right now. Be smart. Get your bottle by calling 800-607-7078. You pay a small shipping and handling charge, and that's the story. One bottle available now to you free. Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
888-553-7536. Get your calls in here. We're talking about medical horror stories. That is how you've been treated by a hospital or circumstance. Some of them, like the fellow who called before, are working for companies. They may tell you they have insurance, but they don't. That's what happens a lot of times. But if it's big enough to have an HR department, they must have some kind of insurance. The whole thing, that sounded kind of fishy, Ken.
Sure did.
All right, up next, a call from York, Pennsylvania.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You can use Dr. Ken Kronhaus for most anything, but if your story is a little on the wet side, we're going to call you on it. Sometimes it takes... If you really have a legitimate story, you're going to be able to get to it quickly, ask your question so that we can take as many calls to help as many people as possible. That's the idea here.
And no Ken, bill.
Yeah, right, no bill. Ken takes his time, but you don't give us a lot of schwerba or try to... Yeah, I don't understand sometimes, and I once in a blue moon will get impatient with some people who call because it's where do we go with this? You know, it's one of those questions. And so, with that in mind, help yourself. Let's be as helpful as we can to as many people as possible. That's our motto. John, we promised you next be on the air from York, Pennsylvania. So now you are.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
What's the question?
Okay. I just retired. I'm 62 years old. I have multiple sclerosis, and I'm one of the lucky ones. My disease has not put me in a wheelchair. I'm not flat on my back. I'm still able to do day-to-day. I have periodic exacerbations. You're usually coincidental with the change of season. The exacerbations are the tingling, the balance, the vision. the sensitivity, those kinds of impacts that hit me during those periods of time.
What's your question?
And my problem is now that I am retiring, I'm pretty soon going to have to secure insurance. And with multiple sclerosis, people don't want to write insurance for me.
Okay. Well, let me be a practical guy for you.
Okay.
You've got several options instead of just, you know, making yourself crazy over this and wearing down your stomach lining. Do you have a spouse who works and you get on a family plan?
I do have a spouse that works. However, she does not get insurance at her employer.
Okay. Well, one of the options is to is for her to change jobs and work for a spouse where you can get onto a big group where it doesn't matter what you have and they exist in big groups. The other option is, you know, it sounds to me like you are not disabled from your MS. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Another option for you is, and I don't want to rain on your plans, but is to work another 3 years till Medicare kicks in. The other option is to go bare, which I would not recommend at this point in your life. And the other option, there's another option, is to get a really good, aggressive health insurance agent who specializes in health care. You know, just like doctors, the insurance agents specialize. And you need a health insurance agent who specializes and knows the market, knows your area, and can shop you out and somehow get you connected to a reasonable plan. And there are people who can do this. They're good, but you have to find them. They're just not coming to you. I think those are your options. You know, if you're feeling pretty well and not disabled, you know, I'm hoping you're going to live a long time. You may want to, you know, get
back
on a payroll for three more years.
Okay.
Yep. All right, that's the advice, and it's good advice, too. That makes plenty of sense. For all the right reasons, mentally, you're very alert. You don't want to – when people retire, even if they have really good hobbies, especially at 62, 65, even 67 or 70, if you're physically active and you've come from a work environment that required you to be physically active and you stop that, unless you keep the pace up doing something else, you're not going to be doing well in a couple of years. And that's the tragedy of all these people who push Ken – for early retirement. Well, they've
John,
spent 40 years or whatever.
I take care of a lot of retired people, and if they could work, a lot of them wish they are still working.
Yeah, it's bad for your mind, bad for your body to quit working. If you haven't had a job that you've liked, then maybe you find something else that you can do. There are a lot of things. You can drive a parts delivery truck or something. Anything that keeps you out there and working, it is, again, for the mind and the body, very important. Good luck to you, sir. 888-553-7536. Diet soda, apparently, according to the news this week, is tied to the risk of stroke. Why?
Well, the why is not clear, but there is a higher risk for stroke and heart attack, Doug, among people who drink diet soda every day versus those who drink no soda at all. This comes out of the International Stroke Conference, which was held this week in near Tinseltown. Currently, there's no chemical or biological explanation for why diet soda may be risky. Maybe these synthetic chemicals for sugar are the culprit, but we just don't know why.
But the bottom line is they'll try to tell you that their stuff is great because they don't want to have their sales affected. Baloney. Stuff's terrible for you. The caffeine, all the other things that are in diet soda, stay away from them. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Another big hour of info on its way. Say it again, Doug. Way right away to you.